there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Former South African Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng has arrived in Israel for a spiritual journey to the Holy Land during the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as Sukkot in Hebrew. His visit will also involve other activities in South Africa's interests, as Pamela Ngubane, the General Manager for South Africa Friends of Israel, explains.
South African Friends of Israel welcomes the arrival of Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng in Israel. He is there to celebrate Sukkot, as well as to witness the diversity of Israel's democracy and meet with experts in agriculture in the setting of the Jewish National Fund's agricultural projects. We hope that he will form connections which will help South Africa overcome its own developmental needs, especially in the field of agriculture, helping South Africa to become a food-secure nation.
In recent years, many Spanish courts have rejected boycotts on Israel by non-profits, municipalities, and other groups. And now, the country's top court has ruled that such actions against Israel are discriminatory and infringes on basic rights. Spain's parliament has also passed legislation which bans public funding for organizations which promote anti-Semitism. This law is based on the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism. Spain was renowned for actions by the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel, known as BDS. This latest move is regarded as similar to one introduced in France, where attempts to boycott Israel resulted in the 2003 adoption of a law which declares any attempt to single out countries as discriminatory and unconstitutional. In the United States, the state of Kentucky's abortion ban has been challenged by three Jewish women who have filed a lawsuit arguing that it violates their religious rights under the state's constitution. The lawsuit declares that Judaism has never defined life as beginning at conception, based on, as it puts it, a millennia of commentary from Jewish scholars which has reaffirmed Judaism's commitment to reproductive rights. It continues to say that while a fetus is deserving of some level of respect under Jewish law, the birth giver takes precedence. In response, Kentucky's Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron has declared that he will fight the lawsuit, adding that the General Assembly has made it clear that the state will protect unborn life and that such laws are an important part of the Commonwealth states of Kentucky, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Here's a story of human tolerance, acceptance, and spirit. The year, 1936. The place, Berlin, Germany, where the Olympics were to demonstrate Nazism's perception of a victorious and superior Aryan race. Well, instead, Germany's Lutz Long, who gained the silver medal in the long jump, walked arm in arm around the stadium with gold medalist Jesse Owens to celebrate following the award ceremony, whilst Hitler and co. looked on. Now, Long's family has decided to auction the medal and other items from the German jumper's career, with the auction house appropriately calling the auction the Beacon of Hope. The family in particular wants the sale to represent the principle behind and recount the story of Long and Owens as a reminder to all about tolerance and acceptance at a time when racism, exclusion and hatred is on the increase. Long's medal value is estimated to be between $500,000 and $1 million, and the bidding runs through to October the 15th. And let's reflect on what happened this week. Calls were made during an event in Britain for the United Kingdom Embassy in Tel Aviv to be moved to Jerusalem. Students attending religious public schools in Israel are facing a higher risk of sexual harassment and assault in comparison to other Jewish education institutions. A report published by the Jewish People Policy Institute shows an alarming rise in anti-Semitism in Europe, particularly in France, Germany, and the United Kingdom. For the first time in the history of Quebec, Canada, two Jewish women will become members of its National Assembly. And Israeli space development organization Spacial plans a double landing on the moon in 2025 and also aims to continue orbiting for 5 years for science research activities. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.